June the 18th, 2018. Grow Great Daily Brief. Guarantee failure. Overthink it. I've learned quite a lot since I became a grandfather. If you want to learn some valuable things, pay close attention to the little kids in your life. They're learning everything. Lots of firsts. No experience or very little experience. It's interesting to see how their personalities impact their actions. You can watch them approach something that they've never done before and figure out what, well, you can figure out what you're doing to foil your own success when you watch them closely. Well, you can do that if you're not so quick to judge them and their hesitations. Some of us are prone to not give things all that much thought. Others of us are prone to think too much, perhaps, about things. And it's not a binary thing where people are always overthinking or other people are always not overthinking. I mean, some things are attempted without hesitation, and other things, they can cause almost a paralyzing hesitation because some things are more fearful than other things. Some things make more sense to us than other things. It's this ever-sliding gray scale of emotions that we all have to figure out and manage somehow. I've got five grandkids. Among them are two brothers, Easton and Kaysen. Easton is the oldest at five. Kaysen is the younger. He turns three in July. It's summertime, and so swimming is a big activity. And they spend quite a lot of time in our pool every summer. Clearly, Easton, the older of the two, is the more experienced because, well, he has spent twice as many summers as his younger brother. But compared to the younger brother, Easton is more fearful of the water. He learned to swim a few summers ago, took lessons, learned all the proper ways to protect himself, like relaxing, flipping over to float on his back. But around water, he is timid, almost never relaxed. And there's nothing in his experience to create this. It's hardwired. It's just who he is. Kaysen has had four swimming sessions, lessons, four, 10 minutes each, four, just a week ago. This past weekend, Father's Day 2018, Kaysen is jumping in, even though he clearly doesn't quite yet know what he's doing. We're watching him and all of the kids like a flock of hawks. I mean, we almost have one adult per child keeping a watchful eye on these beggars. And this weekend, we remarked that, okay, we wish Kaysen had a little bit more fear, but he just doesn't. He just goes for it 100% of the time. Meanwhile, older brother, over twice his age, will often stand near the pool debating on whether to even get in. No amount of coaxing, no amount of cajoling or persuading seems to matter. He'll get in when he's ready, and if you wait for him to get ready, well, you'll be sunburned unless you got on a lot of sunscreen. You can see him overthinking it eight ways to Sunday. Internally, he's talking to himself, and you can see that he's talking himself out of it instead of into it. Instead of looking around and seeing all the other kids having fun, he knows how to swim, and even his success doesn't seem to affect any quick repeat performance. Yes, admittedly, some days he'll get on a roll and he'll be fine, but we are all guaranteed to experience at some point him halt and hesitate pretty regularly. Now, we're hoping that this summer will be his breakout performance, and we all know that it's up to him. He could have broken through at least two summers ago. Two whole summers ago. Yesterday, we had this combo celebration, my wife's birthday, which was a week earlier, and Father's Day. We just did it all yesterday. All the grandkids are over. The pool was a tidal wave of frolicking. Easton, he's doing his usual thing, and I'm watching him carefully, as I always do, and that fear is real. And we know that it's in his head, but we also know that whatever he's imagining, that's his reality. He's physically, mentally, and emotionally afraid. And it's guaranteeing his failure to relax and enjoy what he already knows to do. He's missing out. And he's the only person who can change it. Easy to see when we're watching a five-year-old. Way more difficult when we're looking at ourselves. It's Monday. It's a new week. You're afraid of something. It's highly possible, if not probable, that you are overthinking it. Now, like Easton, you're thinking about it too much. It is what you're thinking that's killing you. I hate the simplification of overthinking because it implies that thinking about something is hazardous or detrimental. No, thinking should be prized. I'm using overthinking the way that we generally use it, to mean that we magnify our fears. We dwell on our fears. We let our fears dictate our behavior rather than getting past them. It's less about overcoming our fear as it is doing what we fear anyway. Overcoming the fear, that's a process. Now, it may take Easton many attempts before he finally conquers whatever fears he's got about swimming. But we all know through experience that if he doesn't begin that journey, then it's just going to drag on out. This week and every week, if you want to guarantee your failure at something, then embrace dwelling on your fears. But there's a problem. Easton's fear is easy to see. That is, we can see what he's afraid of. We may not understand what he's afraid of, but the fact that simply getting into the pool is fearful, that displays to us his fears. Our fears, they're not so clear cut. As adults, we can be good at masking our fears because we can make them seem like something else. We need more information. We need to let things play out a little bit more. Today's just not a good time. We can come up with all kinds of reasons that sound good, but until we face the reality that we are overthinking because we're dwelling on our fears of what can go wrong. I've tried reasoning with Easton. In fact, just yesterday, I'm in the water, and I'm attempting to get him to swim to me, and I'm about 15 feet away, and he says, you're too far, you're too far. And I ask him if he's ever seen anybody hurt at our pool. No. Have you ever seen us, the adults, and have you ever seen any of us let anything bad happen to any of the rest of you kids? No. Can you tell me what you're afraid of? No. It just is what it is. I'm learning that our fears aren't always based on anything other than how we feel at the moment. But I'm also learning that focusing on those fears, they just amplifies them. It's a little bit like a diet. The more you think about losing weight, it's like the hungrier you are. Over a year ago, author Mel Robbins, she released her book, The 5-Second Rule, Transform Your Life, Work, and Confidence with Everyday Courage. I would encourage you to buy it. I'll put a link in the show notes for today. Today is June the 18th, 2018. Just go to the website, growgreat.com, and you can find it. Well, back in 2014, she released a video presentation of her 5-Second Rule. It's a little over 5-minute video, but you can go all the way back to 2011 and you can watch her TED Talk, which currently has over 14 million views. And that talk was entitled How to Stop Screwing Yourself Over. She was the first person that I heard back in 2011 mention the scientific research that revealed the odds of you being born, the when of your birth, the to whom you were born at 1 to 400 trillion. The fact that you're you is remarkable. So why let fears rule your life? Or why let fear sabotage this one thing? Maybe there's just this one thing that you'd like to do, that you need to do, but you're not doing it. Mel talks about why we put things off. It's kind of sort of the same thing as overthinking, maybe not entirely. And I point to her because the single message that she preaches is that you're never going to feel like it. So you do it anyway. Easton isn't going to drown. We're not going to let that happen. He's a kid. We're adults. We're watching out for him. You are an adult, and maybe you feel like nobody's watching out for you. And maybe they aren't. And that's going to stop you? Nothing horrible is going to happen. And even if it does, you're going to be able to recover. So be afraid. Just stop halting. Stop hesitating. Do it anyway. Force it at first, then force it again, and then again. And over time, it's going to be like lifting weights. It gets easier to lift the same weight the more you do it. Be well, do good, grow great. My name is Randy Cantrell. The website is growgreat.com. I'll see you tomorrow.